Sometimes Zombies Happen, No Big Deal. Written by Fabericon, read by Fabericon. Chapter 1. The spotlight is blinding, sure, but not nearly as blinding as her smile when it's directed at me. Sitting at the bar at the saloon, Quinn was distracted by Rachel singing when four large bearded men walked in through the doors. Turning around, Quinn hopped off the bar stool and sauntered over to the leader. Rachel continued singing, her gaze drawn to Quinn's ass in the new pair of chaps. "I thought I told you never to come in here again," Quinn growled. "We're just here for the whiskey, ma'am." Noticing the change in Quinn's stance, Rachel stepped off the stage, letting the piano player continue without her. Walking forward slowly, Rachel removed her shawl, hoping to distract the leader with her wares. Quinn, sensing Rachel's presence at her back, turned around, smirk firmly in place. Ogling Rachel's breasts, as she was wont to do, Quinn felt her confidence increase.
Quinn turned back around to face the four bearded men. She glared and then spoke lowly. "This is my kingdom. You are not welcome here." "Who died and made you queen?" "My mother," Quinn growled and lunged forward. She grabbed the heaviest bearded man, tackling him out of the saloon. The momentum carried them forward, slamming them into the steel stagecoach right outside. He slammed into and was left stunned. The rest of the bearded men, witnessing Quinn's power, fled, leaving behind the stagecoach. With the new stagecoach in their possession, Rachel and Quinn decided their first order of business would be to do a topless car wash.
Instantly, Quinn pushed Rachel into the nearest barrel of water, dousing the thin layer of cloth around her disgusting legs. She growled, "Don't think that's the wettest you're going to be, Rachel." Rachel spread her legs, and Quinn dove headfirst into the beautiful, sweet valley. Ripping off the assless chaps, she threw every ounce of energy she had into pleasuring Rachel. It was like Aphrodite herself was before her, and Quinn plunged two fingers into Rachel like one of Cupid's arrows. Pounding in and out again, Rachel threw her head back and screamed a moan of ecstasy. People from the saloon were looking out the window, wondering what on earth could be going on in the topless car wash that had just formed outside. But all Rachel could think about was the orgasm ripping through her, and Quinn wanted nothing more than to make her do it again and again. She was happy, and that was enough.
Chapter 2. Rachel can't help but stare at Quinn's bright pink hair and the way her creamy hips stand out against the black of her shirt. "Are you hungry?" Quinn asked as she peered at Rachel through her long lashes. "I could eat," Rachel smirked, running her finger through the pink strands. Quinn stood from the bed and helped Rachel to her feet. "Let's go into town." As they continued their casual stroll, Quinn's hand gripped Rachel's lower back as they passed a side alley next to the saloon. "What's wrong?" Rachel asked, curious. Quinn nodded in the direction of the two girls attacking an innocent townsperson. "Who are they?" Rachel asked. "Lopez and Pierce," Quinn replied, wary. "Stay close to me. They have a thing for blood, and they'll rip you to pieces." Rachel, ever the interested type, continued down the dark alley to see what they were all about.
February 16, 2009. Quinn is 16. Rachel is 15. Quinn is also 37. So really, though, how many licks does it take to get to Barry's... "Puck, I will punch you in the dick if you finish that sentence," Quinn growls. "Why do you even care? You hate her. Just stop." Whatever. Rachel enters the room and her skirt is so high that Quinn, the older Quinn, has to leave because that's weird because Rachel is so young in this time and place. But she winks to her younger self and says, "Six. Sex."
Blinking back into present time, Quinn sees that Rachel is only a few feet away from a furiously feeding Brittany and Santana. Rushing forward, Quinn is barely able to grasp at Rachel's shirt, the flimsy material barely worth the money they spent on it at the Black Friday sale at the local brothel. At the sound of ripping fabric, Santana turns around, blood dripping from her fangs, and grins. Brit, looks like we have dessert. Dropping their current meal, Santana and Brittany turn and advance on Quinn and Rachel. Luckily, the four bearded men come speeding by in their stagecoach, Lifting her skirt, Rachel flashes her legs, forcing the stagecoach to a stop. Hopping onto the back of the coach, Quinn growls, "Drive this thing out of town or they'll get you too." In that moment, Quinn was sure she loved Rachel more than anything else in the world.
Chapter 3. Quinn was oiling her robot heart when Rachel walked in. "Are you packed for the trip?" Rachel asks. "Mostly. I still need my primary conductors, but they'll fit in the carry-on." "What about the robo-children?" "They're powered down. They'll reactivate when we get back." Quinn rises, pulling Rachel to her in an embrace. Rachel smiles. "I can hear your power source." "That's because you're standing right here, and because of those socks. It wouldn't be our anniversary if I didn't wear them." And then they saw Chicago.
Rachel had never traveled much, not counting her multiple trips to New York for emotional purposes, but Quinn had it covered. It meant that Rachel had to let go of the reins, but it was bearable. Almost bearable. "I swear to Barbara, Quinn, that taxi driver stole my sweater." "Sweatshirt." Rachel sighed. "You know what I'm talking about." Considering the fact that the sweatshirt was still in a closet at home, it was very unlikely. Quinn placated her just the same. "Sweetie, I'll buy you 1,000 horse sweatshirts." "Sweaters! Whatever. The point is, we're in Chicago. I mean, Oprah's here." Rachel groans. "You're impossible. You love me. Maybe." Quinn growls.
In response, Rachel tilts her head. "What's wrong?" Quinn reaches up with a shaking hand and gingerly touches her teeth. "Rachel, I... She's on her feet and backing away. "No, it can't be. I'd read Wikipedia articles, but it's true," Quinn gasps with a lump in her throat. "The sexiest vampires can turn other people just by looking at them." Rachel takes a deep breath and swallows hard. "You know I'll still love you no matter your dietary preferences. Just promise me one thing." "What?" "Stay away from puppies and kittens. You know how passionately I support PETA." Quinn takes a deep breath in and out and nods slowly. "I'm starving already, but I think I walked by some douchebag in the lobby. Finn was his name. Zero gravity certainly has its perks."
Yay. The end.